It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. The garbage disposal breaks. You can't find your wallet. The bus roars right past your stop. What to do? Well, by request from listener Abdel Karim in Morocco, this week we'll cover how to handle life's daily hassles. Now, in isolation, these daily stresses, little annoying things like sitting in traffic, losing your phone, inept customer service, waiting in a long line, or office drama, excuse me, I believe you have my stapler, are pretty manageable. But stack a bunch of hassles together or make them frequent and reliable, rush hour commuting, anyone? And you get a completely different story. Indeed, a 2014 study in the journal Experimental Gerontology followed almost 1,300 male veterans for more than 20 years. And the researchers measured daily hassles in the men's lives and found that those who experienced consistently frequent hassles were over 3 times as likely to die over the course of the study than those whose lives were relatively hassle-free. So why do small daily stressors have such a big impact? Well, first, they're often uncontrollable. You don't get to pick the timing of your car breaking down or your neighbor blasting his music. Second, they make you feel powerless. There's often nothing you can do about, say, a traffic jam or unthinking bureaucracy. And sometimes, daily hassles like noise, pollution, or overcrowding blend into the background, raising our stress without us even realizing. So how to deal with life's little hassles? Here are 4 ways, none of which involve banging your head against a wall. Tip number 1 is breathe. Especially when you can't control a situation, breathing can be your go-to. It's portable, accessible, and it works. Why? Well, when faced with a threat, your body goes into fight or flight, that age-old response that emanates from deep within our primitive brain. And a threat is a threat, whether it's a saber-toothed tiger approaching your cave or the copy machine breaking down minutes before your presentation. In addition, fight or flight is a package deal. All systems are go. It's almost impossible to be stressed out in just one organ system. Remember that time your stomach was in knots, but your muscles felt loose and relaxed? Me neither. But there is a way to access all these systems together. Your respiratory system is the only system that functions both consciously and unconsciously. You don't have to think about breathing in and out, but you can consciously slow or quicken your breathing. Not so much with your digestion, say, or your immune system. So while all your body systems work together to feel stressed, tense muscles, GI problems, a pounding heart, your entry point to slow everything down is your breathing. And a common misperception is that deep breathing is the key to relaxing, but that's not actually the case. Instead, it's more important to breathe slowly. Slow breathing slows all your other systems and turns off the fight or flight alarm. So try it now. Imagine your torso is a pitcher of water. Breathe in and fill the pitcher slowly from the bottom up, from your belly to your chest. And on the exhale, pour your breath out slowly from the top down. A nice way to get some immediate feedback on this is to put your fingertips on your neck or your wrist and find your pulse. Take a slow breath in and then let it out very slowly. You'll feel your heart rate slow as you exhale. And this is called respiratory sinus arrhythmia, and it's the natural fluctuation of your heartbeat as you breathe in and out. But continue breathing slowly, and you can calm all your systems, even while you sit in that traffic jam. Tip number two is plan and problem solve. You don't have to let everything roll off your back or breathe through everything. Some hassles you can change. So go for the highest yield changes by targeting the hassles that drive you nuts every day. So for example, to minimize the commute, do your best to shift your schedule earlier or later to avoid traffic, or at least invest in some good audiobooks to make the time less miserable. To avoid not having anything for dinner and shopping at the last minute, take the time to plan out dinners for the week before you hit the grocery store. It'll save you time in the long run. And if you keep losing your phone, invest in one of those many gadgets that help you find it. In short, invest time or energy in thinking about how to minimize or prevent hassles, and you'll thank yourself later.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Tip number three is think differently. In the same 2014 study that followed the veterans for 20 years, the researchers found that it wasn't just the number of hassles that made the difference, but how the hassles were perceived. And in general, interpreting problems as if they were global, permanent, or personal leads to much more stress than the trio of specific, temporary, and situational. So let's work our way through these three swaps. First, global to specific. My entire office is incompetent. Or this transit system is the worst, are inflated, all-encompassing ways to think about one mistake or one inconvenience. So whittle your complaint down to something more specific. Like the office manager left me off the reminder about the staff meeting, or this bus driver has a lead foot today, and things will seem much less overwhelming. Next, switch from permanent to temporary. This house is always a disaster, raises your heart rate a lot faster than this house needs a good cleaning. It's subtle, but the reinterpretation makes a big difference. And then finally, swap personal to situational. He didn't text me back. He must be mad at me is really different than he didn't text me back. He must be busy. Again, change global to specific, permanent to temporary, and personal to situational, and you'll feel the weight magically lift from your shoulders. And finally, tip number four, own your stress and then question it. So many of us see our stress as uncontrollable or inevitable. Things are always a three-ring circus around here, or my life is always full of drama. But if we look more closely, sometimes we discover we create our own stress. We procrastinate, we're disorganized, we stay up late doing pointless things, and wonder why we're perpetually exhausted. So take control. It takes some discipline, but there can be a domino effect in the best sense. Getting to bed earlier leads to more energy, which leads to getting distracted less often, which increases your productivity. Instituting a system where you only check your email twice a day helps you focus and opens up time you didn't know you had. So, while hassles are as certain as death and taxes, your approach can make all the difference. So change what you can and breathe through the rest. And of course, hold on to your stapler. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. And of course, The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.